Welcome to another deep dive with us. This time we're going exploring how Japanese universities handle career education.
Oh, this is a fascinating one.
Yeah, we've got some great research papers, even commentary from a big name in the field.
Excellent.
By the end, you should have a good grasp on how the system works, the good, the bad, and what it all means for grads entering the workforce over there.
Sounds comprehensive.
I try.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, something that struck me. The Japanese, they seem to approach this with a societal and vocational independence mindset.
Yes, it's not just about getting a job. It's really about life prep, you could say.
Almost like, hey, we're going to make you a stellar employee and a fantastic citizen, all in one go.
Exactly. It goes beyond just the practical stuff, like resumes, interviews.
Right, right.
It's adaptability, critical thinking skills, strong ethical values, things that make you a valuable person overall.
Makes sense, especially in a place like Japan. So it's not just climbing the corporate ladder. They're aiming for something bigger. How do they actually break this down for students?
Well, the Ministry of Education, they've identified 6 core skill areas they want universities to cultivate.
6. Okay, lay them on me.
You've got your basics, of course. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
The classics.
But then it gets interesting. They emphasize things like understanding taxes, labor rights, even social insurance, like adulting 101 almost.
So they're not just tossing grads out unprepared. Mm-hmm. They're actually giving them the tools for, well, being an adult.
Precisely. To handle all those responsibilities that come with it.
Gotta respect that. Okay, what else is on this list?
This one's a mouthful: human relationship formation and social formation ability.
Whoa, whoa, slow down. Break that one down for us.
Basically, it's all about collaboration, communication, being able to understand diverse perspectives.
Makes sense. In a group-oriented culture like Japan, that's got to be crucial.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have career planning ability.
This sounds promising.
It's about understanding the role of work in your life.
Yeah.
Your values, what you want to contribute to society.
Deep stuff. It's like finding your purpose, not just picking a job title.
You got it. And that runs throughout their whole approach to career education, it seems.
Okay, that's the theory. But how does it actually work? How are universities actually prepping these students for the workforce?
So the research outlines 3 main approaches. Some universities, they're heavily job placement focused.
Practical, but are they missing the bigger picture we were just talking about?
That's a critique some have, yeah. Might be trading off those broader life skills for just getting people hired.
Trade-offs, always trade-offs.
Yeah.
What are the other approaches then?
Then you've got what we could call a middle ground approach, blending job hunting support with those broader career education elements.
I'm trying to have it both ways, huh?
You could say that. Problem is, it can get messy, inconsistent, like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
I can see how that'd be confusing for students.
Yeah.
So what's the third way?
Some universities, they go all in on career education. It's integrated right into the coursework from day one, much more holistic, deliberate.
Sounds ideal. But I bet it's hard to pull off effectively.
You're not wrong. It takes dedicated faculty, everyone being on the same page. Not every university has the resources for that.
So it's a mix with different schools trying different things.
Right. And to really get a feel for how these play out, we've got 2 case studies the research dives into.
Love getting into the specifics. Hit me with them.
First, we've got Kansai University, large institution, 5-stage career education system, very developed.
5 stages. Wow. They really thought this through.
Freshman year, they give students a career design book, outlines the support system, explores different paths.
No time wasted.
And it continues all the way through. Seminars, programs, very structured, culminating in targeted job search help in the final year.
So it's like a step-by-step roadmap. Reassuring, but maybe a little rigid.
Good point. Now, the other case is Nippon Sports Science University, medium-sized, but their focus is really specific. Athletes' career paths.
Now, that's interesting. Got to be its own set of challenges, right?
Absolutely. Demanding schedules, helping students connect their passion with, well, a realistic job.
Yeah, not every athlete goes pro. So how do they bridge that gap?
They do this cool thing, club-specific career help. Student athletes, they often identify strongly with their clubs, so the advice is tailored to that.
Makes sense. Meeting them where they're at. So playing devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. If you were a student at each of these places, what excites you? What worries you?
I like that. Well, at Kansai, that structure is appealing. Tons of resources. But I'd worry about getting lost in the system, you know?
Just another number.
Yeah. Whereas at Nippon Sports Science, that personalized approach is great. But What if your sport doesn't lead to a career? What then?
Great points. Highlights that there's no one perfect system, huh?
Exactly. And gotta keep in mind, this research isn't all sunshine and rainbows. There are criticisms of how Japan does things, too.
I figured. Nothing's perfect. What are some of the concerns they raise?
Well, one big one is that it might get too focused on job placement, like missing the point of that whole holistic development thing.
Societal and vocational independence going out the window if you're just scrambling for any job.
Precisely. Then there's this potential disconnect. Career counselors, they're the ones guiding students, but they might not be on the same page as the teaching staff.
Oh, so conflicting messages coming from different directions. That's got to be frustrating for students.
For sure. And then a question that comes up a lot, what about the students who don't fit that traditional corporate employee mold?
Right. The artists, the entrepreneurs, those who want to forge their own path.
And the research suggests, yeah, there's room for improvement there. The system, as it stands, it's kind of geared toward those traditional roles.
Making me wonder, is it setting some students up for disappointment if their dreams don't line up with what they're taught?
It's a valid question. And to really dig into this, we need to look at what Professor Hanma has to say. He's a leading voice in this field.
Professor Hanma, huh? All right, I'm all ears. What insights does HE bring to the table?
Professor Hanma, he really gets us thinking. Are Japanese universities preparing students for meaningful work? Or just any job? He says there's a difference.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What makes work meaningful, in his view? And why should we care?
He believes it's more than just punching a clock, getting a paycheck. It's about purpose, aligning your skills, your passions, even your values with what you do, making a contribution.
Not just what you do, but why you do it, finding that sense of fulfillment.
Exactly. And that raises the question, is this job placement focus enough? Are they just churning out workers, or are they developing people who actually find meaning in their careers, contributing something positive?
I can see that. It's easy to imagine grads ending up in jobs that on paper are a good fit, but they still feel kind of empty inside.
It's a real concern. Professor Hanma suggests universities need to go beyond the practical skills. They need to help students develop that sense of purpose, encourage them to think critically about what they actually want to achieve.
But how do you teach that? There's no Finding Your Purpose 101 course.
He talks about weaving career exploration and reflection into the curriculum early on, exposing students to a wider range of options.
So not just the typical corporate track, showing them there are other ways to make a living, A&E, make a difference.
Right, and hands-on stuff, internships, volunteering, mentorship programs, real-world experience can be a powerful tool for figuring out what clicks for you.
Yeah, those moments where a student's like, this is it, this is what I'm meant to do.
Exactly, and this ties back to those different approaches we were talking about.
Right, the job placement focus, the middle ground approach, the all-in career education, each with their own pros and cons.
Yeah. Like, job placement is great for, well, getting placed.
Yeah.
But if there's no meaning there, you might not be happy in the long run. And the middle ground, while a nice idea, can end up being confusing.
Trying to do too much at once.
And the all-in approach, while probably the best in theory, requires a huge effort from the university. Not easy to do well.
No perfect solution then, huh?
It really depends on the university, the students. What works in one place might not in another. The research stresses how important it is to evaluate and adapt, see what's working, what's not, and make changes.
Constantly improving, not just settling for good enough. Makes sense. So let's bring back those case studies. Kansai University and their five stages versus Nippon Sports Science and their athlete focus. Mm. How are they tackling all this?
Kansai, they're all about that structured approach. Remember the career design book for freshmen?
Yeah, setting the stage early on. What else do they do?
Tons of courses, workshops, self-assessment, industry research, resume writing, interview skills. They cover a lot of ground.
Giving students the tools to succeed. What about internships? Do they do much of that?
Big emphasis on internships. They see it as a crucial bridge between the academic world and actually working, putting knowledge into practice, seeing what different careers are really like.
You can't beat real-world experience. So they've got the structured side covered. What about personalized support?
They've got a whole career center, advisors to help students along the way. Pretty comprehensive system. Now, Nippon Sports Science, they're coming at it from a different angle, recognizing that their students, they have unique needs.
Being an athlete adds a whole extra layer to things.
Right. And they're not assuming everyone will go pro or even wants to work in sports. They have a great alumni network, lots of people in various sports-related fields.
Oh, so they leverage that for mentorship. networking opportunities.
Exactly. Connecting students with people who've been there, done that. And they focus on transferable skills. Those athletes, they might have discipline, teamwork, resilience.
Skills that are valuable in any Wagon career, really.
Right. So even if that pro dream doesn't work out, they're prepared for something else. It's not just about sports. It's about setting them up for a fulfilling life.
Love that. And it drives home the point, career education shouldn't be about finding an AY job. It's about finding the right one for you.
Absolutely. And the research, it emphasizes something else that's important, critical thinking.
Okay, now I'm really interested. How does critical thinking play into all this?
They're saying students shouldn't just blindly accept whatever they're told about different careers. They need to question things, think for themselves, weigh different perspectives, and decide what feels right to them.
Don't be a passive sheep. Be an active participant in shaping your own career.
Exactly. And that requires universities to actually foster that kind of thinking, encourage debate, independent research.
Give them the tools to not just navigate today's world, but tomorrow's too, because things are changing fast.
Adaptability, resourcefulness, it's all connected to that societal and vocational independence idea.
Full circle. It's about more than a job. It's about thriving as a person.
Precisely. And that leads us back to some of those criticisms of the Japanese system. Where could they improve?
We touched on some potential issues. What does the research highlight?
One concern is that career education might become too narrow, too much focus on just getting a job, and not enough on developing the whole person.
So all those resume workshops are great, but not if you're missing out on critical thinking, communication, problem solving, the stuff that'll help you long term.
It's a balancing act. You need the practical skills and the broader stuff.
Short-term win versus playing the long game.
And then there's that potential gap between career counselors and the teaching staff.
Different messages coming from different sources. Yeah, that's got to be addressed. What can be done about that?
More collaboration between the two. Make sure the career advice is aligned with what's being taught. Get faculty involved in career exploration.
More of a team effort, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone working together to help students succeed.
Right. And of course, there's the question of inclusivity. Does the system work for those who don't want that traditional corporate path?
The artists, entrepreneurs, the ones who want to blaze their own trail.
The research suggests there's room for growth there. More resources, more support for those students.
Celebrating that diversity of paths. Success doesn't look the same for everyone.
Absolutely. Which brings us back to Professor Hanma's big question. Are Japanese universities really prepping students for meaningful work or just any work?
And that question, it's not just for Japan, is it? It's something we should be asking everywhere. Any education system that wants to prepare students for the future needs to grapple with that.
Couldn't agree more. And as we wrap up this deep dive, that's something to keep in mind.
So we've explored a lot about how Japan approaches career education.
We have. Quite a bit to unpack.
As we wrap things up here, what are the big takeaways? What can we learn from this, even if we're not in Japan, not part of that system?
Well, they definitely do things their own way, but there are some universal lessons here.
Okay, give me the good stuff. What sticks out?
That idea of societal and vocational independence. It's huge. It's a good reminder that this isn't just about getting a job. Any job.
Right, right.
It's about developing people who can contribute, who are valuable members of society.
Not just workers, but active citizens.
Exactly. And they really put emphasis on those essential life skills. Adaptability, critical thinking, ethics, those things.
Stuff you need no matter what you end up doing.
Exactly. And they view career planning as an ongoing thing. Not just about the next step, but the whole journey.
Always reevaluating, making sure your work aligns with your goals, your values.
Right. And those transferable skills, that's something everyone can benefit from.
Learning stuff that applies across different fields.
Because you never know what the future holds, what opportunities might come up.
Adaptability is key.
And of course, that emphasis on critical thinking.
Question everything. Don't just blindly follow the path laid out for you.
Be proactive. Take ownership of your career.
You've said it better than I could.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about all this, what do you think, dear listener?
Hmm.
What resonates with you the most? What's your big takeaway from all this? It's been fascinating exploring all this, but like always, the conversation doesn't end here. We want to leave you with something to ponder, something to take with you.
Given everything we've learned, what do you think the future of career education should look like? Not just in Japan, but globally. What should we be prioritizing? How can we help people find work that's truly meaningful, where they can use their talents to make a difference? That's what we want to leave you thinking about.
Great food for thought. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Japanese career education. Remember, Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep diving deeper into the things that spark your curiosity. Until next time.